which is a famous question the Mefarshim ask, is Avram told Sarah to go cook and bake. So what's the problem? The problem is, according to Chazal, it was Pesach, it was Yontif, and she was baking for Goyim. It says Lachem lo la'akum. So therefore, what was the heter for Sarah to bake? In fact, they say over, I think it was Rosh Hashanah, one of the different gedolim. I think his wife might have been a doctor, a PA, and one day he came back from Yontif and he saw that she made something for the nanny, for the help. So he asked, what is this? He said, it's a problem. So the Shiloh was, he was thinking, what about, so now, some, let's say you make something, you have in mind, your kavana is, La'akum, but then you realize, oh right, I forgot, it's us, I didn't know. Okay, I'll eat it. I'll give it to a yid. Is that okay? So Rav Shach has a whole discussion. Others quote a Meiri and Psachim that says it's okay. I think he comes out L'chumra that it's still a problem. I guess the shayla is, what's Koveya? In other words, if you have a Kavana to do something which is usur, but I mean, it reminds me of the Gemara of Basa Maisa versus Basa Machshava. The Gemara in Menachas about someone fishing on Shabbos, and lo and behold, when they're in the net, not only they're fish, but they save a baby. So, do we go Rava? Do we go Basa Maisa, Basa Machshava? If we go by Basa Maisa, the bottom line is Pikuach Nefesh, so it's okay, even though he didn't have in mind Pikuach Nefesh. But over here, in the case of, if you say Basar Machshava, so since he had in mind to fish, it's Usa, so maybe it's similar here. If he had in mind to cook for a guy, so if you go by Basa, but I think we pass him Basa Maisa. So if we pass him Basa Maisa, so then, if it's a good connection to that Gemara, then it should be okay. But Lamaisa, so what other, so they give answers for Avram. There's another Gemara in Beah talks about that if you cook, the Gemara says in Beit, if you fill up the oven, it makes the food taste better. So therefore, really, even though she's making stuff for them, she had stuff for herself. You get into first or reboy shear, whether that's okay, but then you're making your own food taste better, so therefore it's like you're doing it for yourself. Or, and it doesn't help us, this answer, but Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's famous answer that it's true, the others kept the Torah, but that was the Torah's Eino Metzuva V'yose. So therefore, they only volunteered it. But here, if the choice is taking on the Chumrah of not baking and cooking food for an Akum versus the Mitzvah of Achnosis Archim, which is a Chiyav, doing Chesed, which is a separate discussion, is a Ben Noah Chayav in Chesed and all those things, but assuming they were, and it's definitely the right thing to do. So therefore, as Rav Yaakov points out, by Yaakov married two sisters because that was only a minhag, a chumrah, but he gave his word. So how does it look? Avram Avinu not helping get. So clearly, the Mishkol HaChassidus says you go ahead and you cook and you forget your chumrah and do what you're supposed to do, the right thing. So that's the pshat. Either be an interesting discussion whether if you had a makshava for an akum and then you realize, can Yisrael eat it? It seems to be a machlokas rishonim. The Meiri had and perhaps that Gemara Menachos with the fishing. And then we have the Shilohs. How could you cook on Yontif? So either because you're making the food better, so therefore you're cooking for yourself, or Avram Avinu was a mensch, and therefore you do the right thing and you give up on your chumras. Others as well point out, it says, She said, Rushi va'ase ugos. The Rushi from, remember, it's Yontif. This is where you have to start cooking from, because that's mutter on Yontif. But everything before the Lisha process, that's us. Others want to point out that maybe it was Asher Asa that was from the Sefer Yetzira. So therefore, it didn't have the same halachas as well.